You gotta be good to be home, man. I mean, or as close as you can get to home.
It's great to be home.
Tell me about just, you know, being back close to home and being able to, you know, see some familiar, at least a familiar area.
I'm close enough. I come back a lot. You know, I'll be back this weekend. So I'm in and out a lot. It's just good to be that close.
A lot of people excited in Lawrence County and stuff, knowing that, you know, at least you're in the area.
Yeah, I've got a few phone calls.
I know it's nice when you get to go sign autographs with all kinds of fans and whatnot, but when you get here, you know what I mean, these are your people. Is it a little bit different for you?
A little bit different. You're always looking back to see who's in line and make sure nobody's trying to pull anything.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to Chance since he got drafted?
No, not yet.
What do you think of him and just looking at video and seeing the pick?
Just a big physical kid. I mean, he can get after it. See what he can do when he gets here.
Is it one of those things, Dave, that, you know, it sounds good. Oh, my gosh, you know, Chance Warman, they drafted him 10th overall. But you're a veteran in this league, so, you know, it's more of, you know, show me before, you know, you kind of, you know, give him, you know, the quote-unquote thumbs up.
I mean, you got to start at the bottom and build your way up, but he'll be able to catch on. I got faith in him.
Tell me about, you know, the fact of, you know, the offensive line didn't get to where you would have liked it to be last year. You know, had a lot of rotations there. I know Michael talked about it as well. Just tell me about, you know, the goals and what you all want to try to accomplish.
Number one goal is stay healthy. And, I mean, we've got a lot of new guys in. We're going to compete for a job and put the best five out there. Stay healthy.
Have you had a chance to talk to CJ and kind of talk to you guys, those guys and, you know, guys across the line, you know, that are veterans, and kind of a sense of urgency there for you guys?
I saw him today for the first time and didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Do you feel like this is a season that is more important because of how last year went and you guys really need to prove yourselves this year?
I mean, every year we got to get back. Even after a 13-3 season, I mean, you got to get back to the top.
So what do you have to do to get back to the top, you feel like, at
just
that point?
Keep working, getting better. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you've got room to get better.
All right, man, tell me about this big country moniker, man. I know a lot of people, you know, call you that in across the league and in the locker room. Where did it come from?
Man, I started in high school, and it followed me to college. And then when I get up here, it's somebody up here brings it out, so. I guess it's meant to be.
What does big country mean to you? Like, you know, how does it define you?
No, I'm just country kid, I guess.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think, you know, a guy from Molden, Alabama, going to Lawrence County, would have an opportunity to be on the, you know, the biggest stage in pro football?
It starts showing up, you know, as I get to college. And then, you know, junior and senior year, I thought, yeah, I might have a chance.
I just stepped in, and I'm Rachel with Channel 31 here.
Okay.
Decatur. I wanted to ask you, you know, being from Molden, how does it feel to be back?
It's great to be home. Like I told these guys, you know, close enough. I'm back a lot. You know, I'll be back this weekend, back and forth. Just come back, hang out.
The Tennessee Titans caravan, y'all
go on
around. Tell me about why you wanted to be a part of this and what y'all did.
Just getting out and meeting the fans in different parts of the states.
Talk about the opportunity that you've had to play professionally so close to where you grew up.
I mean, it worked out great for me, being 2 hours. You know, a lot of these guys, like Bruce, he's from Washington, so I get to run home and hang out, and he has to wait till offseason.
You don't expect anybody to come here, you know, if you get a big hug, a big kiss on the cheek or anything like that.
Hey, you never know. You never know.